Hallelujah.
Mm.
Glory to God. We worship God.
Amen.
All the time. Our subject today is members of the body. Members of the body. And the Bible text is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. Here it says, "For as a body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If a foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were one eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in a body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would be the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot see, say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No. Much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should all have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually." Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Mm.
The global cosmetic market size was valued at US $374 billion in 2023, and is projected to grow from $393 billion in 2024 to $758 billion by 2032. This is a growth of 9.8%. At the same time, there is increased expenditure on personal care products. Cosmetics are beauty and personal care products used for skin cleansing and beautification processes. Rising consciousness among the global population regarding personal appearance and well-being is propelling the cosmetic industry growth. These products can enhance an individual's overall appearance. The manufacturing of such items has been controlled by a handful of multinational corporations. They offer a wide range of skin care, hair care, lip care products which are essential to fully specific cosmetic requirements of a client. This is said by FortuneBusinessInsight.com. I met many people globally who think they don't look nice. Some of the celebrities are undertaking many operations that should beautify their body, which often brings the opposite results. Why are people not happy with their body? Unhappy about the outward reflects the inward. I met people who were looking really ugly and full of problems, and after I counseled them and led them to Christ, their appearance completely changed. Where can you find cosmetics that change the inside of a person? I met people who were not beautiful at all on the outside, according to my perspective. Yet their character was so beautiful that you just liked them automatically. I also met beautiful women without any spot, without any problems, but their character is a different thing. So the question about beauty is always an individual's perception. When Apostle Paul was writing to the Christians, he didn't write about beautifying their appearance. In verse 27, he said, "You are the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ." So who is that body? It's a church. And who is a church? Those who devote themselves in building the church. Somebody who attends church meetings once in a while is not part of the church. Somebody who doesn't support the church with material gifts is not a part of the church, and therefore not a part of the body of Christ. So who would do with your body what you do in the church? You spend money to feed yourself with good food. You take daily showers to appeal to yourself and to others. You go to the doctor when you're sick and you take medicine. When you have a wound, you put creams and plasters. But what about the church? A member of the church is a part of the body of Christ. Every member has a duty to fulfill. You are not attending church just for own gratifications. Otherwise, you are a guest and not a member. I saw church members who are happy to watch others doing all the work. Each Christian has his own gifts and talents. These can be invested in the church. Somebody has gifts of electronics. He can use that gift in the church. Somebody has a gift with flowers and can bring them to the church every week to beautify the place. Somebody has the gift of eloquent speaker. He can give messages and testimonies. These are only three examples, but there are 100 things to be done. Verse 14 in our reading says, the body is not one member, but many. A body cannot be one part. You cannot look and talk and walk and breathe and digest and beat your heart if there's only one body, one part. Also, when you study your body, you see everything works together. Everything is knitted together and linked together. You know, when you cut yourself, your body is painful. You are tired. Your emotions are upside down. Your whole body is affected. It's the same within the church. I called somebody and the answer was, I was sick so I couldn't come. One member said, I was in hospital but the pastor didn't visit me. How does the body function? You give signals to the required parts. When you're hungry, your mind starts working. Where can I get food? In the fridge or in the storeroom? That means you have to, your feet are activated to go to that place. Your hands are activated to open that cupboard. Your arms are activated to feed your mouth. The mouth is opening, the hand is putting it in. Yet your teeth start chewing. The tongue puts it down your throat. Your gullet puts it down into the stomach. Different liquids are needed to digest. They're all coming at the right time. Then the intestines produce the waste all out. You see, all your body is needed to eat, not only your mouth. You see, also your eyes are not quarreling with your hands. And there is no pride of your feet over your face. In the same way, all members of a church are needed to do their part. Paul used similar language in Romans. Romans 12, verse 4 to 8. For as we have many members of one in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let's use it now in ministry. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And then Romans 12, 10 to 15, it says, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Here we have a whole list of things of how things of how to do in the church, which is the body of Christ, which is the bride of Christ. And he shows us what we have to work in. Are you a visitor? Then you can take what we give you. If you are a member, you do the works that God has set for you. If you are a visitor, you can say that was a nice message and go. If you are a member, well, now you know your task. What do you do for others? You may say there are only a few people here. Well, what do you do for the few people who are here? What do you do for the pastor who teaches you every week with a new teaching, whether you attend or not? How often do you pray for each other? If you are sick, I expect you to inform the church so that we can pray. James 5:14, it says that if anyone is sick, he should call the elders of the church to pray over him. If anyone is in trouble or sad or happy, he should inform the pastor so we can pray over it. How can I be sad with you if I don't know that you're sad? How can I be happy with you if I don't know that you're happy? We should become one body that is knitted and melded together. That is what church means. That's what Paul was writing to the churches. That is what Jesus meant when he said, "Love one another as I have loved you." Church is not a building where you go once a week. Church is 24 hours, 7 days a week. Paul instructed about the body when he wrote about communion. We know in 1 Corinthians 11:29, Paul wrote, For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy way eats and drinks judgment on himself if he doesn't discern the Lord's body. This deserves some consideration. The word body in Chapter 11, verse 29, could mean Christ's physical body. Yet in the context, there was division in the church. And Christians who ate and drank to excess by all their poor brothers and sisters were going home hungry. But Paul outlined the meaning of the Lord's Supper in 11:23-26. He then warned against eating and drinking in an unworthy way. Then he said, "For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy way eats and drinks judgment on himself if he doesn't discern the Lord's body." Discern the body could simply mean the physical body of Jesus. But it could also mean showing concern for the church and its members, which is the body of Christ. There are people who say that the church is not important, we can go or not go if we like. For them, church is a building or a club. They are wrong. Jesus instituted the church, which is the body and the bride of Jesus Christ. The church is also described the bride of Jesus. And Jesus is the head of the church. After the rapture, the wedding will take place in heaven. Who will be raptured? The church. How can you say the church is not important? If you think church is not important, then you believe the lie of Satan. People who are in the late, we are in the late time, shortly before the rapture. Why are so few people taking part in the prayer meetings? It's a lie of Satan who doesn't want us to pray to it. Stop thinking only about yourselves. If you are distracted by not taking part in prayer meetings and church meetings, you have to know that this is Satan's plan. It's his plan. Stop thinking the worldly way and start looking the whole picture, at the whole picture, which is spiritual. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, to the Colossians, he explains that the right way of living in the world is to focus on heavenly rather than earthly things. God's chosen people must leave their sinful ways and leave it behind and live in a godly way, looking to Christ as the head of the church, as the head of the body, as the head of the bride. 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 17, it says, "So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view." I don't look at you in a worldly way. "Though we once regarded Christ in the way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has come, the new has come." So if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Everything is new. You look different. The old worldly life is over. Our mind should be renewed also. It says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Since we are a new creation, our mind must be renewed also. The new outlook of your mind has nothing to do with the world. In Titus chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." So as a new creation, we have to live the life of a new creation. As a new creation, we have to understand what is a church, what are the members of a church, and what is my part as a member of a church. To summarize, we are a new creation, and therefore everything has changed. Everything has changed. If things have not changed in your life, you are not a new creation. You need to repent of your sin and give your life to Christ. We are no longer thinking in the world's way. We have a new mind that thinks the things of heaven. Therefore, we say no to the world. We become members of the church, which is the bride of Christ, looking forward to the wedding that we celebrate in heaven with him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.